your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
A second person's died following a crash involving a car and a coach in Canterbury. Rona's got the details. KMFM.
Well, the collision happened on the A2050 at Harbledown last Friday lunchtime. A 40-year-old man from East London who was a passenger in the car died shortly after. Police have now told KMFM the 38-year-old woman, named locally as Rachel Francis, who was driving, has passed away in hospital. The road was closed for 12 hours for an investigation to take place. A 49-year-old woman from Deal, who was driving the coach and arrested on suspicion of driving offences, has been bailed until October.
This is KMFM News.
An investigation's underway after a motorcyclist died following a crash in Maidstone. The 36-year-old from the town appeared to lose control of the bike before it hit a tree and a wall on the A229 Luce Road near Shields Crescent yesterday evening. Police in West Sussex are looking for a man who stabbed a pensioner to death after a suspected road rage crash. It happened last night after two cars collided on the A24 at Findon. The suspect, who's thought to be in his 30s, then drove off. Reverend Helena Bouquet says the local community is shocked.
Disbelief and shock and great sorrow. We can't believe that something like this has happened on our doorstep, and obviously our hearts go out to the family of the man who lost his life.
KMFM News.
New guidelines have been issued to slash the amount of sugar we consume. Scientists recommend we have half the current daily limit, putting it around 70 spoons worth. It's hoped the change would cut obesity, diabetes and tooth decay. Cardiologist Dr. Laura Corr says we need to be so careful what we put into our bodies.
We used to think that juice drinks, orange juice, was healthy. Unfortunately, it now turns out that taking extracted juice in that form, the body absorbs it really quickly and treats it just like sugar.
Almost 2 weeks after a massive fire destroyed homes in a part of Canterbury, KMFM's been told it could take up to a year before residents are able to move back. The fire spread through the timber-framed apartments at the Old Tannery development in the city, leaving many people homeless. Work is already underway to find a construction company to carry out the work there. Colin Lissenden is from Town and Country Housing, who own the properties.
The early indications suggest that 9 of the 16 homes will be fully or partially demolished, and there's obviously significant repairs due to water damage and smoke damage to a further 7 homes.
Meantime, firefighters remain at the scene of a blaze involving 150 tonnes of baled hay near Canterbury. Crews were called to a barn alight in Chartham just before 11 last night. Both the barn and contents have been destroyed.
KMFM Showbiz.
John Newman's been chatting to KMFM about moving to Kent. The 25-year-old singer, who grew up in Yorkshire and has been nominated for 3 Brit Awards, has bought a house near Canterbury.
Quite recent, when we moved there, like 6 months ago, I moved there. And I go to the local pub. I'm not going to start saying too many details of where I go, but I go to the local pub next to the house a lot.
His new single, Come and Get It, is out today. You can hear more of his interview at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
England's cricketers have finally taken some more wickets in the second Ashes test with Australia at Lord's. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Chris Rogers was bowled out by Stuart Broad for 173 early on day 2. Michael Clarke went for 7 a short while ago. Australia are currently on 417 for 3 in their first innings, still on target for a big score. Meantime, it's a sellout at Tunbridge Wells later as Kent take on Glamorgan in the T20 blast. The Spitfires have already made the quarterfinals. Play starts at 5:30. On to football now, and Gillingham are taking on a French side behind closed doors later as they continue to prepare for the new season. The squad have spent the past week training in Le Touquet. The Gills have got another 6 matches lined up here before the season gets underway next month. And in motorsport, Kent's Shane Byrne will be racing at Brands Hatch in the latest rounds of the British Superbike Championship this weekend. The defending champion leads the standings by 35 points in the race to qualify for the end of season showdown. Series chief Stuart Hicks says Shakey face a tough challenge.
He is now 4 times British Superbike champion. That form also just makes the target on his back bigger, and believe me, there is a lot of gnashing of teeth behind him. People want to see Shakey knocked off his perch.
That's the latest. You can also keep Keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.